First, I would move the door.
I know the problem is, you know, people don't want to spend the money to do that.
Right,
so.
I know. And you don't want to be behind the door. I would either. We did this before. Where you use the whole wall from the door on back, you know, as your station, and this person uses from the window on down as far as you can,
mm-hmm.
with storage underneath and things like that, but you're in opposite corners. It gives you more work surface this way.
Mm-hmm.
And the other way would be really, you see the difference is shortening your desk to be able to stack them both on the same size. And have, you know, storage all down the wall. That's like satellite type storage where you don't keep it all as part of your workstation. But you, I don't know how you're going to put your whiteboard though. I guess over here like that. You have storage across from you. So what do you think is a better plan for you? To have it as part of your workstation or and have more work
surface?
I like
the first one better.
The first one?
Yeah. Because, I mean, that makes me have to stand up to go over there and get
right.
the stuff. And I like something within reach because I don't have a lot of stuff anyway.
And the reason why some people go for this is because then both people can face out the door.
Mm.
But I don't know, other than that,
I like this one better.
You do?
And then you put a partition, a glass partition between.
Right here.
Right, so each one has its own space. And
yeah, I mean, this would be more private,
right.
could potentially, where the other one is wide open, but you have more work surface. So it really does depend on your own personalities, I guess, in the room. And that's, you know, that's what some of this furniture can do. I mean, normally, when you order furniture, it's made to order, and you have to obviously pick the sizes. And it's technically flexible, but if you order it for it to go in one configuration, it might be hard to get it to fit into another configuration, even though you know you can move it around the room and move it to another location without damaging it.
So do you have some lines you brought that you thought would be?
Well, I do. I have.
Maybe would they pay for this?
I can assume that it's okay.
I'm just trying to show you the double overhead storage. There's three different types of furniture here in these books. The high-end furniture for individuals, I won't necessarily show you. Higher end is for people that can have wood veneer furniture, which really has the same. The layout can be the same, only you can use laminate, but they just use a wood veneer. So these are all things that are on the GSA schedule, and they are wood. Since people don't want to pay for wood, there's also laminate, and I don't know if you can see.
You know, that's the line I have.
Right. It's a little bit of a different brochure, but you can obviously do the exact same layout with wood as you can with a wood grain. Laminate, and there's lots of different sizes of modular pieces. Now see, this brochure isn't going to show what's going to go in your room. You know, it's just going to be showing the look of it, the style.
It's laminate,
of it.
And it's not wood. It's artificial or
it's a picture of wood.
It's like this.
Oh, it's like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like what mine is.
It gives the impression of wood, but it's not actually.
Well, it may not even have wood grain appearance. It may be a
right,
taupe
like the
color.
Green or the gray. And the feel of it feels different than wood, also. But if you look at these. Here's a laminate picture of wood, and here's actually a wood veneer. They look, in a picture, they can look really similar, but they have a different feel to them. And with wood, of course, if it scratches, you can have a wood refinisher. Just fill it in and buff it out. And when laminate scratches, you can actually, you can fill it in with a pen, but you can't really smooth it out. You know, it's just, that's a little bit different. Ah, it was in my head. So, but a lot of things that are available nowadays are different types of storage units, like when you're needing more storage, different drawer configurations, different overhead configurations, and different ways to create privacy, like this low riser in the room. Like if this, if these two people were up against the wall, now you know when it's both on one side, you get less work surface, but you get more privacy. And so there's ways to like graduate it down so that it could be open on the end if you needed to share conferencing, but you could also have it high up here where you really are sitting in between people. So there's lots of different ways to do the panel height, creating privacy. I don't know if that really shows. These two products are all laminate. So that means these side pieces and everything are this kind of material. This option here is called design options, is painted. And some people prefer paint and metal because of the way you can just drag it across the floor. It's not going to pull out the little feet that are supporting the desk that go up into the side panel about, I don't know, 2 or 3 inches, but really they could crack off because it is particle board, dense, high-density particle board that's underneath this laminate. Whereas if, when you have metal, it can dent, but it's not, you know, things aren't going to be ripping apart. So some people are tending towards the metal. In this particular line, you can have overhead storage that has two high rather than just one cabinet. It can stack double, and it's actually a stacking thing that you could take off or add onto after if you realize you needed more storage.
So some people get the metal painted colors.
Right. It comes in many different colors. They just really show black and gray and green here for some reason, like putty. You know, there's a blue.
I think we're allergic to Battleship Gray now.
Right. I don't blame you. But you can come up with a nice color scheme, even with wood work surfaces, wood laminate work surfaces to offset, just like to give it this kind of look, even though that's gray, obviously. But all the components and all these lines are the same. You have normally a 36-inch corner, a 42-inch corner, different sizing and 6-inch increments, starting with then going to rectangular surfaces that are 24 wide, 30, 36, 42. All, you know, so you can build anything just to fit your room and your needs and in whatever material you happen to like. So,
do you have like a local office where people can go and look at the layout or try on the chair? Because, you know, looking at a chair and sitting on it is totally different, you know.
What do?
We went to that place down Montgomery Village.
There's one, yeah. I mean, you know what? The manufacturers have locations of, and also manufacturers like to demo chairs actually on site so more people can sit in them during like a week's time or whatever. So chairs is one story. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they're brought out to the site for many people to try. Mm-hmm. And with furniture like this, this actually is in one of the showrooms that is down like in Gaithersburg. There's other showrooms in the design center.
We got my office and Jean's office.
Right, their showroom. Yeah. And that's the other thing.
Well, I wouldn't say my office looks like a showroom.
Well,
but
you can see the style in real life. Yeah. And seeing what people have bought before is good.
Yeah, my main concern is not, you know, about look. I mean, I like to look nice, but main thing is
right.
Make the office spacious because I don't like cluttering.
Mm-hmm.
And have it real comfortable where I can reach everything. And
right, so it should be wrapping around you so that you can reach everything. You don't want to have some things way down here and some things way down here.
Be real comfortable and be efficient. Mm-hmm.
And
I
that was
do.
One of my requirements. I like my configuration.
You're in a U shape.
I'm in a U and I can reach anything.
I like that plus privacy plus
right.
Looking nice.
And but how did you even fit a U? Somehow we just squeezed it in the back.
Well, see, I don't have an equitably divided office.
Oh.
That's right.
That helped.
Because I'm sharing my office with a guest researcher, so he doesn't have as much space.
But really, if the scale of your desk was just a little bit smaller, maybe
mm-hmm.
you could do two. Maybe it just would have to be a little smaller work
mm-hmm.
surface, but the same shape.
Mm-hmm.
That is an option that we didn't even look at.
Yeah, you could put two little U's.
Yeah, I wonder how that would where you walk around. Is your door, did you ever move your?
Well, we didn't move the door because they didn't want to pay for it. I'm going to have to bleep that.